I believe we are very close to a currency collapse event that is going to wipe out the life savings and the future entitlement benefits of tens of millions of Americans. And of course, people all over the world, especially in Western civilization countries like Western Europe or Canada, Australia, etc., because this is going to be a real contagion. The Western currency collapse is inevitable. We can't be certain about the timing, but it seems to me that we're seeing more and more like red flashing warning signs that it's going to come sooner rather than later. And we see the Trump administration, the Treasury, the Federal Reserve engaging in really panic actions at this point to try to keep the system afloat when it's very clear that, you know, there's no long-term viability of this system of just printing money, effectively stealing the purchasing power from the people, going deeper into debt, and then printing more money to cover the interest on that debt. And one of the signs of panic, in my view, was the 25 basis point lowering of the interbank lending rate recently by the Fed. And that, I mean, it's, first of all, they shouldn't have lowered rates if they want to have long-term viability and solvency of the system. They lowered rates in order to increase the easy money bubble a little bit longer, which is going to make the collapse that much worse. And they will probably lower rates again, maybe even 50 basis points this next time, or maybe 25 basis points two meetings in a row. This is going to be the final blowout phase of the bubble. And I believe you're going to see the stock market just go sky high. Gold and silver and Bitcoin will also go sky high. So you're going to see all these assets. This is my prediction. But, you know, do your own research, draw your own conclusions. But my prediction, these four asset categories, stock market, gold, silver, crypto, will all go sky high until the collapse, until the currency collapse. And at that point, there's going to be a very strong divergence where you're going to see stocks cratering, and it's going to drag down crypto with it. But gold and silver are going to absolutely take off because gold and silver are not as nearly tied into stocks and dollar assets compared to crypto. You know, crypto has become a lot more married to the stock market and institutional investors, you know, because of Bitcoin ETFs and the representation of those ETFs through major brokerage houses and so on. So Bitcoin is more susceptible than ever before to the rising and falling of the stock market. And when people are desperate to cover their shorts on stocks, they're more likely to sell Bitcoin ETFs than they are to sell physical gold and silver. Although they may sell like gold ETFs or silver ETFs if that's convenient for them. So that will be an impact. But I don't see gold and silver suffering the same fate. I see gold taking off as the stock market collapses in the middle of a currency collapse. And what that means is you'll probably end up with gold at $20,000 an ounce. And I mean, and that's just one checkpoint on the way to the total collapse of the dollar. You know, ultimately, gold, you can't even price it in dollars because the dollar will be worthless. So, but on the way to getting there, gold's going to hit $5,000 an ounce, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, etc. And as this is happening, understand, then there's a chasm forming between the wealthy and the newly impoverished, which used to be the middle class. So the newly impoverished is essentially going to consist of people who did not buy gold and silver. People who don't have gold and silver will be largely impoverished. Now, if they have a house, if they have land, if they have, you know, something that's real and physical, that's not just represented in stocks and bank accounts and, you know, T-bills and whatever, well, they may still be okay. You know, if you own an oil well, that's always going to have value because the world needs energy. If you own a copper mine, you know, always has value. The world needs copper, etc. If you own a factory that makes something, if you own a business that's viable, that's great. But for the average income earner out there who does not have any gold or silver and who's counting on things like pension funds or Social Security benefits or, you know, IRAs, retirement funds, and they're largely just by default invested in stock indexes, they are going to be destroyed by this. And the reason I wanted to do this recording is because I have a sense of real urgency here, and I think I know what's going to be the trigger for this. And this involves war in the Middle East. So let me lay out the scenario for you. And this is subject to change. I'm not saying that I have absolute certainty of this scenario. And you know, it's a dynamic situation. Things can change rapidly. But based on what I'm seeing so far, here's the most likely scenario to unfold. Even though there's a peace deal with Gaza at the moment, I don't think Netanyahu wants to honor that peace deal. History tells us he won't honor it. But Trump is trying to make that stick. So Trump might be able to strong-arm Netanyahu into honoring that. But the reason Trump wants to de-escalate the situation with Gaza and the Palestinians is because Trump wants to go to war with Iran. And Israel wants Trump to go to war with Iran. And both Trump and Israel, and I've covered this before, they currently suffer from mistaken, overzealous optimism of their ability to defeat Iran. I think they're walking into a trap. And I think Iran is aware of this trap and is letting them walk into it. I think Iran is going to feign weakness and let the U.S. actually march into Iran, to actually invade Iran. Now, this is after the initial missile exchange with Israel, which will probably devastate Tel Aviv. But the U.S. will assault Iran with troops on the ground, and Iran will let that happen. Why? Because Sun Tzu, art of war, you feign weakness when you're strong. And as soon as there is a sufficient number of troops that have invaded some section of Iran, I don't know what the likely invasion points are, then Iran will activate its counter plan. And it will sink U.S. naval vessels with drone boats in the Arabian Sea or the Strait of Hormuz or wherever they happen to be. You know, maybe they're in the Red Sea area, maybe wherever they are. If they're within reach of Iran, maybe even in the Persian Gulf, although I doubt that. But Iran will sink some U.S. naval vessels, and then Iran will unleash either thermobaric or nuclear weapons on its own territory to take out a massive number of U.S. troops. And if there's, let's say, if there's 50,000 U.S. troops in Iran, you better bring 50,000 body bags, because it's going to be a devastating attack on Iran's own territory. This will cause a defeat of the United States military escapade adventure into Iran. And the U.S. will suffer such a devastating defeat that domestically, the American people will say, you know, my God, we can't support this. You know, we're getting destroyed in this war. We've got to end this, pull us out of the war. And basically, the U.S. will have to retreat. And when the U.S. retreats from Iran, number one, Israel will be absolutely devastated and possibly destroyed by Iran's missile attacks. Israel may counter that with its Samson option, nuclear weapons. They will almost certainly nuke parts of Iran if they feel like that's their last-ditch option. Iran's going to be taking tremendous casualties out of its roughly 90 million population. It could lose many millions of people, many millions. But Iran will emerge from this as the undisputed regional leader. Israel will be destroyed. The United States will be neutered. Its navy will be partially destroyed. And the world will come to realize that the United States of America can no longer defend its interests around the world and can no longer project power like it once did in the post-World War II era. That will cause the world to very rapidly shift away from the dollar, even more quickly than they're doing right now. And by the way, China has just ordered all of its importers of iron ore to halt the purchasing of iron ore from Australia in U.S. dollars. So Again, all iron ore purchases, which are significant for the steel industry, has to be purchased in other currencies. This is just one example of how the world is moving away from dollar-denominated international trade. But with the defeat of the U.S. military in Iran, then this will accelerate. More and more countries will say, my goodness, the dollar is dead. The U.S. empire is broken. We had better, you know, work with the BRICS nations, work with China, Russia, Iran, etc., and use their new currency settlement system where we don't have the exposure of risk to the Western SWIFT system and dollar sanctions. Because, of course, Trump and other presidents always go insane with dollar sanctions against countries that don't do exactly what they're told to do. So if you're a nation around the world, wouldn't you want to trade without the risk of sanctions? Wouldn't you want to trade in a decentralized settlement system, which is what the BRICS currency system really is? And if you wanted to do that, you would know that you need to stock up on gold right now, because gold is going to be what backs the settlement systems, the BRICS settlement. It's going to be backed by gold, and especially disparities between domestic currencies will be settled in gold transfers. I mean, Beijing is already setting up that infrastructure all over the world. So you're stocking up on gold right now, big time, if you're a nation and you understand where this is headed. So look at the gold market. Are nations buying gold like crazy? Yes. Central banks all over the world buying gold like crazy. That's why gold went over $4,000. And although it might bounce around and there's going to be some corrections, it's clearly headed for $5,000 and beyond. Because when the U.S. is defeated militarily, that's the end of U.S. dollar hegemony. That's why. And with the end of U.S. dollar hegemony, then all these other nations around the world are going to be moving away from the dollar currency. They're going to be selling dollars like crazy. All those dollars will come flooding back to the United States. You're going to have a massive effective increase in the domestic dollar supply, and that will cause hyperinflation. And that's when you're going to see ground beef at $50 a pound in the grocery store, or if you want to buy a steak, it's $100. That's when you're going to see, you know, insane prices beyond anything that you have imagined. For food, for everything, the dollar is going to collapse rapidly at that point. Now, again, this is all subject to change based on, you know, reality. We'll see what happens. But if the U.S. suffers a significant military defeat, then the dollar is toast. And that means most of the middle class in America is going to be thrusted into abject poverty. And the only thing that's going to save people is gold and silver, I think. Maybe Bitcoin has a role in that. I don't know where the price of Bitcoin is going. I know it's hard for governments to counterfeit, but they can counterfeit dollars to buy stable coins, and then they can use stable coins, you know, to buy Bitcoin. A lot of that is going on. And you might argue, well, they could counterfeit dollars and buy gold. Yeah, except that's not what they're doing. They're actually counterfeiting the paper to sell gold and sell silver to try to manipulate it to the downside. And they've been doing that for many, many years. So gold and silver are already suppressed, while Bitcoin's price is probably artificially inflated by the printing of dollars. So if anything, once the suppression of the price of silver and gold is ended, then it's going to be like a springboard. Then the prices are going to correct to their intrinsic value based on supply and demand. And at that point, if we don't see silver at $200 an ounce, I'll be shocked. And I don't know when that day is, or, you know, the roller coaster ride to get there. And I'm not sure that we're going to enjoy everything about living in a world where gold is 10,000 and silver is 200 or whatever. I mean, it's going to be a world of chaos and war and a lot of poverty and suffering. So I'm not praying for anybody to suffer or die. What I'm saying is that if you want to have assets when this is all said and done, you better have gold and silver. But that's my opinion. Obviously, you can make up your own mind and do your own research, and I really strongly encourage you to do so. I'm just giving you my best analysis of where we are headed. And that's why I have been stacking gold and silver and vaulting it for a long time, you know, decades. And as a result, I'm watching assets that maybe other people would have put into the stock market. I just put them in the gold. I already told you, I don't own any stocks at all. I own no stocks. Who's got time to play around with stock prices and all that garbage? I just stack gold and silver and I forget about it. And it's outperforming the stock market. Anyway, it's outperforming everything. And so that is obviously, in my view, the superior strategy. Now, where is it going from here? Will it keep going up? I can't promise that. I don't know. I think the long-term trend is it's going to skyrocket. But there's risk in everything, so do your own research. But when you want to get gold and silver, maybe you're buying the dips at this point. You know, silver is probably never going below $40 again. And I remember I bought it at 30 earlier this year, and I wish I would have bought more. But if you want to get gold and silver, go to metalswithmike.com. And that's our sponsor website for Battalion Metals. It'll take you right there. And when you're there and you want to make a purchase, you can save the shipping insurance fee by using discount code Ranger. And that will also let them know that you heard about them through us, because they are our sponsor. So that's also important for us as well, but it saves you money. Use discount code Ranger. Now, what else could you get right now that will hold value through a currency collapse? One of the big things is to at least become familiar with the process of growing your own food so that you can grow some amount of food as food in the grocery store becomes insanely expensive. It will be more economically viable to home garden than ever before. Because it used to be for a long time that home gardening was just a big money pit and you would end up growing, you know, like $10 tomatoes. Which, yeah, it's fun and it's healthy and everything, but it wasn't an economical way to produce a lot of food. Well, when the tomato in the grocery store is $20, you know, then all of a sudden you realize I can grow them for a fraction of that price. But you're going to need soil, you're going to need, you know, garden tools. You're going to need some compost, obviously. You're going to need some garden seeds and things like that, and a way to irrigate your garden. So it's a good idea to invest in whatever parts or knowledge base, you know, skills, whatever is necessary to set that up in advance so that you can grow your own food. And I've even said it's not a bad idea to buy garden fertilizer in bulk. And the way you can do that is you can go to your local feed store, little agricultural supply store. And every town has these stores and you can just get, you know, fertilizer. And, you know, do your research. Heck, you can use our Enoch engine. It's free. It's at brightu.ai. It'll tell you what's the best NPK fertilizer ratio for whatever you want to grow, whether you're growing, you know, tomatoes or corn or beans or whatever. You can just ask it, like, what's the best fertilizer ratio for that crop? And then you go out to the feed store and you buy 50-pound bags of that fertilizer, because that stuff lasts forever. And then you sit on that. You know, you just stockpile that in your barn or something, or your shed, or whatever you have. And you wait. You wait for the collapse, because fertilizer is also going to get way more expensive. But you're sitting on it and you paid the lower price, okay? And then you can grow food relatively inexpensively through that mechanism. You can also stock up on some amount of food in advance, which means you're paying the lower current price instead of the much higher future hyperinflationary price. And of course, you know, we offer long-term storable food, healthrangerstore.com. We've got it in number 10 steel cans that last many years, the freeze-dried fruits, the freeze-dried vegetables, the microalgae, the superfoods, all that. We've got it. And we've kept prices as low as we can. We don't price gouge ever. So we only raise prices as a last resort, even though the prices that we have to pay for the food materials, those prices keep going up. But we don't pass those along to you until we absolutely have to. So the prices you see today at healthrangerstore.com on Ranger buckets, mega buckets, mini buckets, the freeze-dried foods in the number 10 cans, etc., those are the lowest prices that you'll probably ever see. in dollars, like ever. And I'll just say this publicly. I am hoping that we can have a wallet e-commerce system that just lets you pay us in gold, you know, or fractions of gold or whatever. Gold or silver. I think that metals are going to be the money of the future, and maybe some kind of tokenized version of them, you know, like a metals-backed crypto or something. And we know that the state of Texas, for example, is about to issue, maybe in another year and a half, debit cards that are tied to the gold that you deposited with the state depository. So you can like drive your gold over there. And I think it's near Waco, Texas. I've never been there. But you can deposit your gold and silver with the state. The state runs the depository, you know, with all the armed guards and everything. And then they turn all that metal into credit on your debit card, which is also issued by the state. So you don't want to use it for like ammo purchases and things that you want privacy. But for just buying food and groceries, whatever, or gas, you know, who cares? So you're spending your gold through a state-run debit card. And you'll be able, I think it's early 2027 when it's planned in Texas, and there may be similar plans in some other states like Utah or Arizona, etc., where you can take your gold and silver and you can make it spendable through debit cards. Well, that's going to be great, because then you're spending gold to buy food. And the more the dollar collapses, the higher the gold value becomes. And the translation of gold into dollars doesn't occur until the moment you spend it. So, you know, if you're sitting on, let's say, you've got 100 ounces of gold or whatever, you know, that's a pretty big chunk these days. You got 100 ounces of gold, and then you go buy $500 worth of food online, you know, even with our store, then they're going to sell off $500 worth of your gold, or, you know, basically redeem it into dollars at the moment of the purchase based on today's price of gold. So that's why having gold and silver is going to dramatically amplify your future purchasing potential. So if you get gold and silver today, as the dollar collapses and the metals price goes up, you're going to multiply your purchasing power in the future. And you'll be able to, in many cases, shop online with debit cards or credit cards backed by your metal. So get metal now is my message. Get metal now while it's probably as cheap as it's ever going to be. Go to metalswithmike.com. That will forward you to the Battalion Metals website. And there, use discount code RANGER to have the shipping fee, the shipping insurance fee waived. And that'll save you a little bit. You'll be swapping out currency for money, because gold is money, currency is not. Currency is a debt instrument. So you're basically swapping debt for money when you're trading dollars for gold. Okay? You're getting rid of debt, the dollar, and you're gaining gold, which is real money. And then later on, you'll be able to use that gold for purchases and turn it into real things that you need to live on. So I say become your own central bank. I say have your own pension fund. I don't trust any pensions. I don't trust Social Security. I don't trust IRAs even. I really don't trust anything in the system. What do I trust? Gold and silver that's vaulted under my control or that's in my possession. That's what I trust. And that is what's going to carry us through, I believe, this very difficult time ahead. So check all that out. And as always, use our AI engine for any kind of research. It's at BrightU. That's the word bright, followed by the letter U, brightu.ai. And we're about to launch a financial advisor on that site that is basically a financial wizard version of our AI engine that can talk to you about asset protection with a special focus on privacy and reducing your taxes legally and, you know, having money at the end of all this when the stock market collapses. So think about that. Use it. It's free. Again, brightu.ai. do your research, make up your own mind, your own decisions, etc. I'm not your financial advisor. And what I've said here in this podcast is just my current analysis slash opinion based on what I'm seeing right now. It may change dramatically. Maybe Trump wises up and decides not to attack Iran. That would be great. And then probably gold and silver will go down, and that would be awesome. I don't want to go to war. I'd rather lose profits on metals if it means peace. You see what I mean? But I don't think we're headed for peace. I think we're headed for war. So do what's best for you. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com, Brighttown.com, and brightyou.ai. Take care. All right, checking gold prices today. And this is the first week of October, and we're almost at $4,000 an ounce. I've got on my screen here, $39.84. Gold is rising very rapidly. And also silver prices, although a little bit more flat today, they're very close to $48. Silver's probably going to cross 50 pretty soon. Now, don't take this as financial advice. Do your own research, but the trend is undeniable. Gold and silver are exploding in terms of dollar denomination because, of course, the value of the dollar is sinking. Dollars are being destroyed by money printing and debt spending, while gold and silver are doing their job by preserving wealth. And, of course, if you want to preserve your wealth, you need to get more gold and silver. We've partnered with the Battalion Metals Company. We've been working with them for years, actually. This is what used to be Treasure Island, and they launched this new online presence with new improved services. It's called Battalion Metals. You can reach them at metalswithmike.com. It takes you straight to Battalion Metals, and there you can shop for gold and silver coins from all the trusted mints. No shenanigans, no bait and switch, not trying to sell you weird, like 3-ounce numismatics that nobody wants or other weird odd coins. There's none of that garbage. This is a trustworthy, family-run business in precious metals that's been around literally for generations. They have discreet, insured delivery and vaulting services, including IRA vaulting. And seriously, check them out. Check out their prices. You can see their prices online in real time, so you can see that they're not playing, you know, rip-off games or anything like that. Honest pricing, honest products. Now, if you use discount code RANGER, if you place any order with them for physical delivery, use Ranger, they will waive the shipping insurance fee. And that saves you something. It's not a huge part of every sale, but every little bit counts. It helps you maximize the amount of metal you actually get. And I believe it's critical right now to have physical gold and silver in your hands. As the dollar collapses and as we face the possibility of a banking system collapse, and even ultimately a U.S. empire collapse that some people are predicting, something like the way the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991. Well, if that happens, the dollar is toast. And then the value that you'll have left is either what you have in metals, what you have in property, what you have in hard assets. And at that point, you may want to consider also goldbacks, which are these. Here's a stack of goldbacks. I keep these on my desk because I hand them out to people. I give them to guests and other people. Each one of these right now is 1/1000th of an ounce of physical gold inside the gold back. And these are available in different denominations with larger amounts of gold in them. So the gold is actually in the gold back, and then these allow you to spend gold like cash. And people love them at farmers markets and certain merchants across different states. And more states are opening up for gold backs, and more states are recognizing gold and silver as legal tender as well. You know, not necessarily in this form, but in any form, just that gold and silver ounces are recognized as legal tender in many, many states, and more states are coming. So if you want to get goldbacks, go to our website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, where we explain what goldbacks are, and I share my lab testing results, because we actually melted these down using a kiln. And we did different types of tests. There's the melting test. There's the acid stone test for gold purity. And we weighed them on an analytical balance in our lab to look at the actual gold mass. And then this is our ICP-MS for the gold atomic analysis. And then at the end, we produce this chart that you can see here. If you scroll down, here it is. This is the recovery chart. So out of gold backs, how much was expected in terms of gold mass?
here's how much we recovered. So the least amount we recovered was about 102%. And the highest amount was 107%. That was out of the five goldback units. So you're actually getting slightly more than the promised amount of gold in the goldbacks. And this is critical because, you know, we have independently confirmed that these actually do contain the gold that they claim to contain. Otherwise, obviously, we wouldn't be, you know, promoting them. So you can order these from verifiedgoldbacks.com. Just click this button right here. You see this? Click this to order goldbacks. And as gold prices go up, goldbacks also go up in value right along with gold. So when I first started mentioning goldbacks, they were $3 and something per goldback. And now they're over $7 per goldback. So those of you who already purchased goldbacks, you've probably seen them double in value, if not more, depending on when you purchase them. So those are the two options we have available for you. We have Battalion Metals that you can reach via metalswithmike.com for gold and silver coins that are recognized coins from recognized mints, or goldbacks from verifiedgoldbacks.com that you can allow you to spend gold like cash. So those are the options we have available for you. And just, again, don't take this as financial advice. Check with your own financial advisors. Do your own research. Make your own decisions. But at the end of the day, the people who listened to this and who got gold in the last couple of years or silver, they have seen the value of that just skyrocket in terms of dollar denominations. In fact, gold was only around, well, just under $2,000 in 2022. And now it's about $4,000. So it's doubled in about 3 years, or maybe a little bit over 3 years. That is significant. That is outperforming almost all of the stock market indexes and stock market funds and so on without the risk of stock market loss. Because when you have gold and silver in your hands, then there's no counterparty risk. You have it in your possession. You hold it, you own it, and it can't vanish overnight if a bank fails, or if a currency fails, or if a government fails. Gold and silver will outlast the dollar. They will outlast the United States government. They will outlast the Treasury and the Federal Reserve. Mark my words. Gold's mentioned in the Bible. It's been around since the dawn of human civilization, and it will still be here after this whole system collapses, if it does. So you want real value that maintains that value? Gold and silver is your answer. Again, metalswithmike.com, and use discount code RANGER to have the shipping insurance waived off of your order. So thank you for supporting us, and thank you for supporting yourself so that you'll have some assets when, you know, when this economic storm blows through. It's going to be something interesting, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. I'm Mike Adams of Brighttown.com and naturalnews.com. Take care.